Joanna Gutierrez, Joanna, J-O-H-A-N-N-A, Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. Date of birth is May 6, 1987. This is for date of service, 4-6-2023. Mrs. Gutierrez is a 35-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 2000—correction, she was diagnosed with diabetes of unknown date. She also has a history of hypothyroidism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, GERD, obesity. For her diabetes, she is on metformin / glipizide 5/500 milligrams twice daily. Her last hemoglobin A1C is 13.3%. She denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. She reports caffeine intake. She denies any blurry vision. Plan number one, for her type 2 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C is 13.3%. Her glycemic control is showing severe glycemic excursions, and therefore we will need to adjust her diabetic regimen and place her on Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, 2.5 milligrams once weekly, and couple this with the metformin / glipizide 5/500 milligrams twice a day. Next summer, I talked to her extensively about diet and the need to control her diet and avoid simple carbohydrates to reduce the severe glycemic spikes postprandially. Next number. For her hypothyroidism, she is on levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily. We will continue this dose and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to her return. Next number. The patient states that she has a remote history of PCOS and she has had difficulty with fertility. And I have discussed that there is great importance in reducing her hemoglobin A1C and creating a systemic environment that is conducive to conceiving. For the next month, I have asked her to work on her blood sugars and diet and to reduce her glycemic index by the foods that she eats. Next number, for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for her hyperlipidemia, she is on atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Joshi. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.